Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. Federal officials say 9 people taken into custody during an immigration enforcement operation in Saginaw Township last month have since left the United States. According to the Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested the 9 individuals on July 25th. DHS says all 9 later accepted voluntary departure and have now been removed from the country. The individuals had been working on a fiber optic cable installation project in Saginaw Township when ICE made the arrests. The enforcement action drew public attention and prompted several protests in Saginaw County. DHS has previously said the federal government is offering some people who are in the country without legal authorization financial assistance and a flight if they voluntarily leave the United States. Federal officials say voluntary departure can provide a potential path for individuals to seek legal entry into the country in the future. And Michigan families who receive infant formula through the WIC program will see a change in brands beginning November 1st. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says Mead Johnson has been awarded the state's next infant formula contract following a comprehensive bidding process. The 5-year agreement will replace Michigan WIC's current contract with Abbott, which runs through October 31st. Under the change, WIC formula benefits will shift from Abbott's Similac products to comparable Enfamil formulas made by Mead Johnson. Covered products will include Enfamil Infant, Prosobi, Gentlys, AR, and Reguline. Federal rules require state WIC programs to competitively bid infant formula contracts. Manufacturers provide rebates on formula purchase through the program, helping WIC serve more eligible families with available funding. Michigan WIC currently serves about 187,000 people each month, including roughly 40,000 infants. The program also provides nutrition education, breastfeeding assistance, and supplemental foods to qualify pregnant and postpartum women, infants, and young children. And Oakton dogs and their owners will be taking a walk for a cause in Elkton next month as a longtime local event helps mark a milestone for the Thumb Animal Shelter. The 2026 Ron Forster Memorial Dog Walk is scheduled for Friday, September 4th at the Ackerman Park Pavilion as part of Elkton Autumn Fest. This year's event will help celebrate 30 years of the Thumb Animal Shelter and its work caring for animals in the Thumb. Activities are scheduled to begin at 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon, with the dog walk stepping off at 6 p.m. The event will also feature a silent auction supporting the area businesses and organizations. Items announced so far range from a spray and neuter voucher, and a custom pet portrait to a round of golf, a yoga and wellness membership, cake pops, vehicle detailing savings, and 10 yards of crushed asphalt. Organizers say additional gift baskets and other auction items will be also available. Proceeds and community support from the event will benefit the Thumb Animal Shelter. Again, the Ron Forster Memorial Dog Walk is Friday, September 4th at Ackerman Park Pavilion in Elkton. Activities begin at 4:30 p.m., followed by the dog walk at 6 p.m. The event coincides with Elkton Autumn Fest and this year's celebration of the Thumb Animal Shelter's 30th anniversary. When we come back from this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
For 30 years, AVS Broadband has been more than an internet provider. They've been your technology partner. From the days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, AVS has been helping families and businesses across the Thumb stay connected through every stage of life. Because they're local, they understand the communities they serve and the technology challenges customers face each day. That's why AVS is committed to providing the right solutions to keep homes and businesses connected, secure, and running smoothly. And when you need a little extra help, the AVS tech team is ready to assist with technology support right inside your home or business. Whether it's internet, connected devices, or internal networks, you'll have a trusted local partner by your side. With technical support available 24/7, friendly local staff, and a commitment to staying ahead of evolving technology, AVS Broadband is here whenever you need them. Learn more at avsbroadband.com or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your technology partner for 30 years and counting.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and we're going to go back to our local news with an update on the parents' case with regards to allegedly killing their daughter, Rebecca Parks, and her unborn baby. A Wexford County judge has approved computer access for one of the two people accused in the killing of 22-year-old Rebecca Park. Bradley Bartholomew will be allowed to use a computer while in custody to review evidence turned over by prosecutors as his criminal case moves toward a preliminary examination. The defense argued computer access was necessary because of the volume and type of evidence involved in the case, which reportedly includes thousands of pages of documents along with audio and video material. The issue had previously come before the 84th District Court Judge Corey Wiggins, who questioned the court's authority to direct how the Wexford County Jail provides inmates access to discovery. The latest ruling clears the way for Bartholomew and to electronically review evidence connected to his defense. Bartholomew and his wife, Courtney Bartholomew, are accused in a November 2025 death of Rebecca Park of Manton. According to the Michigan Attorney General's Office, prosecutors allege the couple lured Park, who was Courtney Bartholomew's biological daughter and approximately 38 weeks pregnant, to their Wexford County home on November 3rd. Authorities allege Park was tortured during an attempt to remove her unborn child, resulting in the deaths of both Park and the baby. Following an extensive search, Park's remains were located in the Manistee National Forest on November 25th. Bradley and Courtney Bartholomew were arraigned December 2nd. Each faces first-degree murder, felony murder, torture, conspiracy to commit torture, assault on a pregnant individual causing miscarriage or stillbirth, conspiracy to commit that offense, unlawful imprisonment, and removal of a dead body. Several of those charges carry the possibility of life in prison. The Wexford County Prosecuting Attorney's Office is prosecuting the case with assistance from the Michigan Attorney General's Office. Both defendants have pleaded not guilty. The charges remain allegations, and both are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. Welcome back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message with our national and international news.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Pearl, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our national news. Armed Forces Branch establishes core group to prevent self-harm. The Central Reserve Force Administration integrated a dedicated high-level core group tasked with conducting monthly structural reviews of mental health and self-harm cases within service ranks. The strategic directive comes following institutional data showing an uptick in personnel loss to suicide over the past year. The newly formed group will focus on early detection, reducing operational stress, and deploying peer support teams directly to field bases. Leadership signaled that the initiative represents a zero-tolerance policy towards structural barriers that prevent service members from seeking psychological help. In other national news, federal agencies clamped down on counterfeit consumer goods imports. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials announced a major sweep across key ports entries, seizing millions of dollars worth of counterfeit electronics, pharmaceuticals, and designer apparel entering domestic supply chains. The coordinated interdiction targeted illicit shipments routed through secondary shipping hubs to obscure their point of origin. And in our international news, groundwater reserves drop rapidly across European agricultural regions. Environmental monitoring networks in France reported that groundwater levels at over 90% of monitored aquifers have fallen significantly below seasonal averages. The severe hydrological deficit has forced regional authorities to enforce strict water use restrictions and agricultural and irrigation industrial processing. Farmers are warning the reduced crop yields for upcoming harvest cycles, particularly across grain and fruit production sectors. European agricultural policies committees are holding emergency sessions to evaluate financial relief measures for affected farming communities. In other international news, tens of thousands displaced by escalating conflict in Sudan. Humanitarian aid agencies reported that nearly 14,000 residents have been forced to flee their homes across Sudan's southeastern Blue Nile state due to severe security deterioration and armed clashes. Displaced families are seeking refuge in makeshift camps along border sectors, facing acute shortages of clean water, food, and medical supplies. When we come back from this Franklin Restaurant sponsor message, we'll continue with your obituaries.
All you can eat Taco Tuesdays are back at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant. You heard right. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant has all you can eat Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And your ticket to Flavortown doesn't stop there. Mondays, you can sink your teeth into mouth-watering prime rib. Wednesdays, rib night. And Thursdays, you can enjoy a juicy New York strip. Fridays are Fish Fry Fridays, and there's also a full menu of the best quality food that is organic diet-friendly at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant in Bad Axe. Whether you're looking for fresh, light meals, classic comfort food, or something for that special occasion, the Franklin Restaurant delivers consistent quality you can taste. If you live or work in the Thumb, you owe it to yourself to enjoy food that is straightforward, well-prepared, and mindful of what goes into it. Because you are what you eat, so make it the best. Good food, honest service, and a meal you can feel good about. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, kitchen open 3 to 9, lounge open all day. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant is on the east side of Bad Axe across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment. Be sure to follow the Franklin Inn on Facebook for pop-up buffets and local events.
We have no obituaries at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, we're neighbors, care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and outbooking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today.